Telephonic Default. It's back, baby. All right, yo. What up?
The hell is that?
Fuck you. This is Decoder, and this is not Default Daily.
I saw it.
Fucking Telephonic Default. I'm joined here with a bunch of motherfuckers. White Sword, like you said. Tron, like you just heard.
Oh, yo.
Somebody else?
You too, guys.
Yeah, come on, motherfuckers. Say your names, yeah?
Oh, it's motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm just gonna introduce you guys since you can't all talk at once. Roger Five and Lucky. Who else is on here?
Yo, Johnny Hacker.
Johnny Hacker, star of the Hacksaw Telephonic Spectacular.
The Hacksaw Laser Show.
Hacksaw Laser Show, that's the name of it. Slipped my mind for a minute. But this is fucking Default Daily, back from the fucking dead. And like I said, no more, it's not called Default Daily anymore. It's called Telephonic Default. Okay, this Default Daily poetic license really doesn't apply to fucking once every 2 weeks. So, we're going to have to fucking cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are. And we are backed by popular demand. Jeez, I heard all those
men.
Yeah. Can everybody not talk at once? Can we do that? And Lucky, can you speak up?
Can I speak up? Well, yes, I can, Dakota.
There you go, motherfucker. Now, let me ask you a question, Lucky. Today, just in case anybody doesn't know. It's fucking Saturday, April 17th, and it's 11 o'clock out here on the fucking East Coast. And there was an episode of Default Radio on DDP Hack Radio last night, and you weren't there. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, I know, dude. My cell phone was dead, and I was over at the DDP meeting out there in L.A., which was a
what?
Meeting, by the way. They had DDP, what the fuck, dude? I'm like,
yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, DEF CON, all right. DC213.
DC213. All
right, well, let me just put people up to speed here. April 23rd, next week, Default Radio is going to be simulcast on DDP Hack Radio and also on Rant Radio at rantradio.com. And if you go to the Rant Radio page, there are a lot of fat, ugly bitches who listen to Rant Radio. So we're going to get a much bigger fan base, a much bigger fan base. So,
oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of goth girls, and I was kind of throwing back and forth what kind of intro music I wanted to use to appeal to these gothic women, if you want to call them that.
Yo, dude, all goth chicks are fat.
Yeah, I know, but Roger, you might know. I'm trying to think of what I could use, and I was joking around with Not Theory about it, that I was saying I was going to use, like, Dead Can Dance or Clan of Zymox or something. But I don't know, should I use Bauhaus?
Get in human.
Oh, wait!
Here's my music, it's just talking about freaking here.
Wait. Dimmu Borgir. Those Norwegian guys are crazy, I'm going to use that. Okay, so that's what we're going to use. So anyway, yeah, this is about freaking. So Tron apparently wants to talk about freaking. Feel fucking free. The fucking floor is yours. Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say. It's your show.
See? Exactly. The show isn't about freaking.
Well,
it's about shit being on default.
So right now on single dial-up, you can call U.S. and Canadian talk secretaries.
How can you do that?
Star 1 area code number.
Oh, you could call it all.
I don't know how long it's going to
really
work for, but it's worked for about a week now.
Is that a gift from Palmer?
No, it's just not really known, but you can do it.
Ah.
So, if Free Will Dial-Up announced that they would be allowing anyone to call along this sponsorship.
Really? I'm going to have to go check out their website.
As long as you're using their clients, it's basically their
Yeah, you can't do it through Asterisk.
Yeah, you don't want to do it through Asterisk.
You can't do it through like free. You can't do it through like packet 8 or something because you can call dial-up numbers on packet 8.
No, you have to use their shit. It's not that big of a deal. You get the fucking phone.
Right, you can also call Israel and some other country.
Hmm.
The UK, I do believe.
Yeah, they're down with the Israel. You been calling any toll frees in Israel? What do they have? 177 numbers?
No, pass. I don't think it's. I don't know if it's toll free too.
Oh, you can't call. Oh, you can't call toll frees?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Oh, shit. I think toll. I think if I'm not mistaken, the toll free in Israel is 177. That's what I'm thinking. Not positive.
It might be.
But yeah, any fucking way. So yeah, 23rd, the simulcast, Rant Radio, fucking DDP hack fucking radio. And Lucky probably isn't going to be there, right, Lucky?
No, I won't be there. Please. I won't be there.
All right, because I was going to say that I don't want you there. We're going to get Rigel instead.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I was supposed to be on the shit one of these days.
Yeah, you're supposed to be Rigel. When do you want to, do 23 or do you want to do episode 24?
I'll do 23.
Because I don't know, here's the thing. I got your number, I think.
Yeah.
If you're firing Lucky, make up your mind.
Well, because Lucky's being a bitch. He wasn't there yesterday, and he kind of fucked it up. We did a two-hour show about nothing.
Let him be fired.
We had, you know what the best is? We have our listener peaks when we're not talking about anything. There was like 60 people listening yesterday, and that we weren't talking about shit. I was talking about the Smurfs.
You do it like the Smurf, like you said you were going to.
I haven't converted my dialect completely into Smurf speak, but it's gonna happen soon. Smurf my words, it's gonna happen.
So what the fuck? You guys spent 2 hours talking about nothing.
We 2 hours talking about absolutely nothing, man. It was me. It was Not Theory. It was Doug, and it was Stank Dog, and we just didn't talk about shit.
It's just like on that episode. So much better.
Well, all I know is
that episode of Seinfeld where it's like you make a show about nothing.
That's what we did. We made a show about nothing. And we were going to even talk about Hack TV because if people don't know, Stank Dog has come out with episode 1 of Hack TV, which can be acquired at hacktv.binrev.com. And,
it sucks.
There's a fuck you, Tron. Where's your TV show?
Actually, I heard it was kind of okay.
It's one guy.
Yeah, fucking Dakota. The fucking
car lobby.
I'll come out with the fucking phonebook.org, F-O-N-E, shit.
Really?
I'm like fucking bust that whole project shit out that we fucking, Rios and I are starting up.
I know, I'm number 4 registered.
Yeah, I fucking saw your post last year.
Phonebook.org, F-O-N-E?
Yeah, I'll fucking bust that whole shit out on fucking the radio show, man.
All right, no doubt. Well, Roger, you're either going to be on 23 or 24.
Right.
I got to see what fucking happens. I got to plan it out. I don't know what's going on. I never do. But yeah, so in case, you know, just to make the official announcements, in case you didn't listen last night to Default Radio, the official announcements we have is that Default Daily is now known as Telephonic Default. Do not call it Default Daily. It ain't going to happen every day. It may not even happen once a month, but it's going to happen every once in a while. Fucking Default Radio will be simulcast, DDP Hack Radio, and fucking Rant Radio. And, the third announcement is that we're going to have, thanks to fucking Not Theory, and of course thanks to Asterisk, we're going to have an actual call-in line. No more fucking comp bullshit. It's going to be you're going to call. There's going to be one person at a time. You're going to say what you got to say. We're going to hang up on you. That's how it's going to go down now. So.
Hey, Tron, could you just give me the ante you called it off of now so I have to go through the fucking logs on the box?
It's fucking free will dial-up.
No, I don't know. Does that fucking machine still have it available through free will?
I don't know.
I thought you took that shit off.
I have no idea.
I'll fucking go log in and fucking take it off.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to have real calling.
Owned.
It's going to be like fucking off the fucking meat rack or whatever that show is. Off the Hizook. It's going to be just like that.
Come on.
What are you talking about, Rocky?
Except none of us have like fucking
what the fuck?
What? What's wrong with you, bro? What the fuck are you talking about?
I remember Lucky's all trying to suck on a manual dick all the time. So like, whatever.
Yeah, all I'm saying is I'm just trying to get to illustrate how it's going to happen. It's not going to be us through in a cop. It's going to be actual call-ins. Yeah, I just mentioned off the hook because it's a fucking hacking, freaking fucking show. It's like any radio show, like fucking Howard Stern. Is that better?
Yeah.
We're going to take calls. We're going to hang up on you, just like any other normal radio show, like Howard Stern, like George fucking Norrie, like motherfucking anything else you could think of. You're going to call in. We're going to take one person at a time. You're going to ask a question. You're going to say what you got to say, and we're going to say, okay, bye. That's how it's going to go down.
How are we setting this up?
What are you talking about? Not Theory already set it up through Asterisk.
Yeah, hey, jackass, like, if you were paying attention to the conversation.
Yeah, if you pay attention to, like, what's going on in the world, there's this thing called fucking Asterisk. What it is, it's an open source PBX for Linux, and you could do all sorts of hot shit with it.
Oh, and furthermore, like, he already explained it, but the world does not stop and start at your convenience, Lucky. Just like a child who wanders into a movie halfway through.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot, man. Yeah, speaking of Asterisk, the bridge that we're currently on recording this is also fucking a bridge set up on with fucking Asterisk. It's a wee shizzle. Anybody who has fucking Linux and bandwidth should fucking get down with it, or at least fucking go set up a colo. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking lead.
Yeah. We got my Andy.
Yeah, we got your Andy, Tron. We do. We have it.
Tron,
can I ask you a question? Like a serious question, because this show isn't going to go that long. But I got a real serious question for you, Tron. Please don't get offended, because I wasn't on the bridge the day that the bullshit went down. You know what I'm talking about? But I got one question. That girl that all these dudes were talking to. Is she any good-looking?
No idea.
What are you talking about? You have no idea.
What's the skill last time you said, I apologize to Saint God?
Yeah, no. You left me a message, and you said you apologized for what you said to me. I could play it.
No, I didn't apologize. I said that I shouldn't have gone off like that on the show.
All right, look, Tron, we don't have to get into it right now, but all I'm saying is that you left me a voicemail. You apologized to me for fucking going off on the show, and you said you shouldn't have said that stuff about Stank Dog either. That sounds like, to me, like an apology.
Okay. I said I shouldn't have said on the show.
Okay, you shouldn't have said on the show. Well, that's an apology to me and not to Stank Dog then. Okay. Fine, I misunderstood. Excuse the fuck out of me, but I'm asking you a question, goddammit. Is that girl any hot?
That's nothing to do with your show.
Yes, it does, because the show is about me. I'm very egotistical. I'm narcissistic. The show is about me. And I'd just like to know if the girl's hot. Is she?
The girl shot him down, so of course he's going to say she's ugly.
No, just tell me. Is she hot? Is she skinny? Does she got a nice face? What's the deal?
None of your business.
Come on, don't make me call her up. I got her number. I just want to know if she's hot, that's all.
Here's my prediction, Dakota. She's pretty cute, except for fucking like nice titties, but she's kind of got a big ass.
Okay, is that true, Tron? Does she have junk in the trunk or what?
Well, I think some would deny that.
It doesn't matter, Tron, what she thinks of you. There's plenty of girls who think I'm a fucking moron. If they're hot, I say it. If they're not, they're not. Whatever. Just fucking let me know. Is she hot or not?
I'm not going to answer that.
God damn it. It's always fucking...
He's not going to answer it. Just leave him alone.
This is fucking bullshit, man. This is goddamn fucking motherfucking horseshit. High horseshit is what it is. Fuck.
God, Ike.
Well, you know what? Yeah, fuck that. We're gonna end this fucking thing. This fucking bullshit.
That's Jim Alder on phone book.
Yeah, phone book. I'm gonna go check it out.
Okay. While your wife's looking.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Before we go, I don't even know what the fucking word is. I want to ask everybody something. Everybody got to answer me. What do you use for fucking FTP?
FTP.
Huh?
I use SW something.
Oh, okay. FTP.
NFTP.
NC motherfucking FTP.
Okay. Anybody heard of fucking Flash FXP or Qt FTP?
Yeah, Qt FTP was pretty damn shit back in the day for Windows.
Yeah, Qt FTP was good when it was free.
I have a fucking key for it, bro. I'm just talking. I'm saying fucking
what
far.
What version are you using?
Huh?
What version?
No. I'm not using Qt FTP. I'm using Flash FXP. Okay, I'm just asking if Qt FTP is better. Because I have it, I have a key.
If I have to, I just use DOS FTP.
Because let me tell you, here's my problem with Flash FXP.
I'm using Qt's pretty quick.
All I got to say about Flash FXP is that there are FTPs that I could get to through fucking IE and Firefox just by entering it in the browser. That Flash FXP will not connect me. It'll time out.
Yeah.
I'll try to wrap for a second here. It'll only take 5 seconds.
Yeah. I hope it's about FTP.
FTP.exe is a fucking program that they bundle with Windows. The default transfer mode is fucking ASCII as opposed to binary. So while you're downloading fucking binary programs over FTP, and unless you remember to set the fucking transfer type to binary first, it'll fucking dial the fucking binary file before it hits the end of file character. Which binary files have, or whatever the shit.
Yeah.
If they're fucking stupid, like, ASCII mode of fucking transfer on FTP hasn't been used in the last 20 years.
And that's what the fucking IE6 is using?
No, that's what fucking the FTP.exe fucking, still fucking uses on Windows.
Yeah,
okay.
This is fucking stupid.
All I know is that I'm using Flash FXP, and there's sometimes that it just won't connect to things that I can get to through fucking just using IE or Firefox.
Grab yourself a fucking copy of Qt and the fucking key, or go read yourself fucking NCFTP for Windows. Like, it's fucking, NCFTP is rad.
What is it called?
NCFTP.
NCFTP, is it free?
Yeah, that's just me.
Okay, so it's not share, it's not magware, like fucking Winamp and like...
No, it's a command line utility, but you'll like it.
Yeah?
It's really nice. Yeah, it's like I fucking tab completion, so you just like fucking type in the first couple of letters of the file and hit tab and it fucking, you know, upset.
Nice, so I'm going to go check that out then, FCFTP, all right. Well, that's about it then, fucking no talk about telephones, talk about FTP and fucking hot chicks that Tron knows.
With fucking big bat stuff.
And sometimes something wrong a little late in the trunk.
Oh, man, I just wanted to know she was cute. That's all I got to say.
And she said she was because we asked her.
Oh, yeah, that means she's ugly.
Yeah.
That means she's fucking
ugly. She has a nice, ugly job there, too. She said that Tron was ugly, though. I like that thought. That was funny.
Well, that's why I want to talk to her, because that's what she said that. That's fucking awesome. Not the fact that she said Tron is, just the fact that she used that word. That's fucking just great. Like, I'm in love with her now. I have a crush on her.
Yep.
She mostly called him by his first name.
Huh?
She mostly called him by
Who just dropped? Tron?
Nobody dropped.
Own Tron dropped.
G.I. Joe is talking to me. He says he has a great idea for default to raise money.
Raise money for what?
For funding.
For funding for what? Any money we raise will go straight into my pocket. It's called like embezzlement and stuff. Talking about.
He's just saying he's got a great way to make.
Well, you know what? Tell him to email me his fucking plan, and I'll give him 10%.
Well, no. He messaged to me right now. He says we need to make a 900 number, $20 a minute to speak to me or to listen to one of Dakota's pre-recorded phone sex messages.
Awesome. We could do that, actually.
No. You know what? That sounds like. That sounds like Hairball's exploit to sell $50 stock things on eBay.
Yeah.
You can own your own HBX poster for $50.
We are actually going to start taking donations for fucking Default Radio because there's some things that I need. One of the things is fucking cable internet. And we're just going to start taking donations and hopefully I get $50 a month out of it so I can fucking get it.
Keep on dreaming, white boy.
Hey, man, I bet you some people will fucking donate. We have some fucking well-to-do listeners. Well, that's it. You know what? This is it. Fucking telephonic default is fucking end of transmission. Fucking, anybody got any shouts?
End of file.
Yeah.
End of transmission.
Well, go check out the actual Laser Show directory, 206-888-5819. Episode number 2 is at 206-984-6218. One.
There you go. Fucking.
Very good show.
White Sword, you got any shops?
Default Radio and Hacker Show.
Nice. Rigel.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I'll fucking kill you.
All right.
Lucky. I got to give a shout out to Asterisk. Asterisk, that stuff is the shit.
Yeah, it's delete chisel, my friend. And Tron.
And
let's not forget what?
Let's not forget shout out to Lakitas.
Oh, yeah, most definitely for unknowingly hosting fucking the Default Daily Conference for today. Telephonic Default Conference for today.
Yeah. So you're the cutie to my nigga.
And my shouts go to, you know, this is my shout today. My shouts, this is like kind of an anti-shout. An anti-shout to Bland Inquisitor, and let me tell you why. Fucking Kizzle IM'd me today with a fucking link, okay? And I was doing 1,000 things. I was doing 1,000 things. So you know what I did? I clicked the fucking link. And little did I know, it wasn't a link to a fucking web page. It was a direct link to an MP3. So I didn't realize, as I'm doing these million things, that there's this MP3 downloading in the background. And once I closed my fucking FTP and fucking IRC and everything else that was going on, I see a fucking, there's a goddamn MP3 sitting on my desktop. And it's called Mr. Telephone Man. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I fucking play it. And it's a song by a group from the 80s called New Edition. I don't know if anybody remembers New Edition, but it was a group with, what's his name? Bobby Brown was in this fucking R&B musical group. All right? And it was a song by them called Mr. Telephone Man. And to put it shortly, a brief synopsis of the song was, it was about a dude who was obviously delusional because he kept calling this chick and she would hang up on him and he thought there was something wrong with his telephone, so he called 611. Well, it was it ruined my day. And I fucking goddamn looked through my fucking, my AIM fucking shit, my logs, and I saw that it was fucking Kizzle who sent me that link, and that's what it was. So I fucking started yelling at him, and he told me he got off an Old School Freak, and it's on the front page of Old School Freak right now. It said, you know, from Blend Inquisitor, sent in this song or whatever, and I'm just really pissed off about it, so goddamn it.
Why are you pissed off about that?
Because, man.
I downloaded 20 other MP3s at one time. He got this one going in the background.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Like, fucking, I guess it's not Bland's fault. It's really Kizzle's fault. Maybe it's my fault for not looking at things before I click a link. I mean,
yeah,
it could have been anything.
You
just
should be blank. You should just accept the responsibility that you didn't take the time to look at the link.
Well, all I know is that it really...
You can't blame no one but yourself.
It's pissed me off, so it's everybody's fault. God damn it. It's
whatever.
I'm
out of here. I got another call.
Fuck you. It's Kizzle's fault. It's Duel's fault. It's Bland's fault that I had to listen to this shit. And I'm very upset about it.
Well, was it a good song or what?
Huh?
Did it even compare to Oscillator 6?
Dude, it's a fucking, it's New Edition. Have you ever heard of them?
Nope.
Dude, it's like the Jackson 5, but made in the 80s.
It's worse, too.
It's worse. It's horrible, bro. It's fucking horrible. So you know what? Fuck that. I hate it. And we're out of here. Fucking telephonic default and, yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Later. Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.